Hello, I'm Linda and I'm reading Gavin's Corner and it's entitled Birds and it's illustrated with a lovely picture of what I think is a redwing sitting amongst some berries. Last month was all about flags. For this month I thought I'd stick with the fluttering theme, but this time of the feathered variety. Every year in late January there is an event, the Big Garden Bird Watch, where you sit in your garden or other specified open space for an hour and admire all the bird life around you. I know many others in the village do this. It is a great way to feed into a national survey of our lovely birds whilst also enjoying the great outdoors and counting the various differing species that you've managed to attract to your space. It is also a lovely mindfulness experience if you're into that. Frankly, I struggle to sit still for 20 minutes, let alone for a whole hour. This makes the counting somewhat sporadic for me. I'll sit for 15 minutes watching and counting, get restless, do something else for a while, and then settle back down for another short period. My wife says this is cheating, but better to count than not, in my opinion. It is also a great way of educating children about the vast variety of wildlife there is to see, even in a rural back garden. The event itself comes with some handy pictures of the various types of birds you are likely to see. I remember as a kid, my father used to keep a running tally of all the birds we'd see in our garden in North Lee. We'd all be very excited to see a new one. This juvenile pleasure has stuck with me to this day and makes identification quite easy, although there are some tricky blighters that do look quite similar. Birds need to know that they can find food in your garden. We put out differing types of food to attract different types of birds and leave some fruits on our trees. At home I have what is described as a big garden, classified as bigger than a tennis court, their definition, not mine. All winter we feed the birds, summer too for that matter, making sure that in the lead up to the count we have the best chance to see as many species as possible. Historically this has not really gone to plan. Each year you submit your sightings online. When doing so they inform you of the likely numbers you should see. Up until this year, we have been consistently below the expected numbers, not by one or two, but by 10 or so. Frustrating! However, this year we struck gold. On the morning I'd allocated, we were visited by 4 long-tailed tits, we'd not had them in the garden before, along with 13 others. In total, 24. This is still annoyingly below the expected number, but not by much. I'm sure other people can cock their numbers. If you fancy doing a bit of doing nothing time in your garden in January, give it a go next year for an hour or in chunks. And that's written by Gavin McLaughlin.